are you tonight, Sweet Marie? Absolutely, Sweet Marie. That's Jason and the Scorchers going back to their Lost and Found album way back in the 80s. So old. Pauline Hawkins before that. That's the name of the song from the Drive-By Truckers and their most recent album, English Oceans, which was put out in 2014. So they're about due, wouldn't you say? It is 6:01. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And let's get the music just keeps on rolling. I'm here till 7 o'clock. My name's Bob Angel. And here's Alice and his friends, the Hollywood Vampires.
Dead drunk friends, my dead drunk friends. Here's to all the women, the widows and the brides, the ones that we came home to, the ones we had to hide. The next one. Dead drunk. Dead drunk. I'm raising my glass and tossing it.
Control.
swear to God, I could just play Saw Doctors for the entire program. Love that band. I'm so glad they're back together. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. That is the Saw Doctors. And Wake Up Sleeping. The Saw Doctors manager actually requested that song on the Facebook page. Thank you, Ollie, for calling that one in, or actually texting that one in, whatever you do with that stuff. Davey Carton, these guys just got back on the road, and Davey blew out his voice. Who's the lead singer? That's the guy you heard just heard singing from the Saw Doctors. So he had to have a little minor surgery, and now his voice is recuperating. I'm sure he's doing vocal exercises. You know, I always thought Davey had the kind of voice that he probably took care of a lot, you know, so that he wouldn't blow it out like that. But anyway, they'll be back on the road and coming to the good old US of A at some point. And if Ollie, if you want to share exactly, if you got anything booked in Boston, we'd certainly like to hear about that. Or anywhere else, because, of course, WMFO goes coast to coast. And apparently around the world, Ollie's in Ireland. Before the Saw Doctors, we heard The Sweet. Love is Like Oxygen. And that was an alternate take. Actually, that was the demo version before they actually recorded the song. Because you can't get the 8-minute version, the long version of Love is Like Oxygen, anywhere, except a re-recording that really is. Anyway, before that, another band from Ireland, from Dublin this time, The Stripes. And 84 was the song we heard from Little Victories that came out just last year. And a request for the great Mike Newman, who normally does a show Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, but not this week. I'll be filling in for Mike this week at from 9 to 11, so jot that down on your calendars. We started things off with the Hollywood Vampires, which is, of course, Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and the guy from Aerosmith, Joe Perry. Anybody else in that band? It's a super group, and they got another album coming out soon, but this is from their debut, My Dead Drunk Friends. I thought it was appropriate on, you know, coming up so close to New Year's Eve, and, you know, the rookies that are out there that can't handle it. You might be joining Alice's dead drunk friends, but so don't do that, okay? Don't drink and drive. There's plenty of taxis and Ubers out there. I'm going to check the weather one more time because Susan Button Lyons chimed in on her forecast. Around here in Boston, we're going to get just a mix of everything. We're going to have snow and sleet and rain, and it's going to be a mess, but only about 1 to 3 inches around here. And it will, you know, you'll see more of it, 6 to 10 inches around Worcester and Framingham and points north, Nashua, Manchester. You get up to where Susan Button Lyons is, and she's probably just goes by Susan Lyons, but we all know her as Susan Button Lyons because that's her name on Facebook. That she's the forecast for her is calling for 12 to 18 inches of snow, but she's in the foothills of Maine, so she's in ski country. That's a perfect place to have 12 to 18 inches of snow. That's on Thursday, by the way. Tomorrow's just going to be sunny, much cooler than today, around 40 degrees. That snow, rain, sleet that comes on Thursday, around 41 in Boston, obviously less than that up in the Oxford Hills area of Maine. And then sunny, windy, crappy on Friday. Well, I mean sunshine, but it's going to be windy and cold. Temperatures only in the 30s. And if it's going to be windy, you know the wind chill is going to be worse than that. Temperatures been dropping like a rock here. An hour ago, I told you it was 51 degrees still in Medford on Tufts University. Right now, it's only 47 degrees.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on 2 cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
6:23, I'm Bob Angel, here till 7 o'clock. Thanks for being here with us. If you have a request, go to the Facebook page. I'm not on it at the moment. I'll be there momentarily. Well, in fact, I can't click over to it. I'm going to have to get back on there. Make requests. We're doing them as much as we can. Like to be playing a lot of new music, and we have been, just not in the order that I usually have. The requests come in, and I like to play them as soon as possible, you know. So that puts our new ones kind of, they get stacked up together once in a while. But this is brand new from this year. Pierced Arrow is the latest release from the band The Rides, which of course features Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Barry Goldberg. I got to see them when this album first came out. Almost a year ago now. It was last winter that I saw them. Such a great record. This is called Kick Out of It. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Government mule. Oh, we got to take that down because they swear. Can't have that. Funny little tragedy. Government mule from their Shout album that came out in 2013. Let's just continue. Title track from Bridge of Sighs was before that. Robin Trower, nice little remaster there. Well, that sounded pretty good. And The Rides, supergroup. Their latest album is Pierced Arrow. We heard Kick Out of It. 6:37, Bob Angel here until 7 o'clock, so not much longer to go. If you do want to make a request, get on that Facebook page. Get on that thread and make one, or you can call. You can call. I'll answer. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. That's the request line here at Tufts Freeform Radio on the campus of Tufts University. We have some brand new music. Neil Young has nothing better to do. Put out another new album in 2016. This is the title track from it. It's called Peace Trail, WMFO.
Everyone back there's something new. what I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out. Well, I hit the rowdy road, many kinds I met there, many stories told me how. I wonder, through descending snow and through the frost and thunder,
pick up a good book now. find where my baby's gonna be. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause she is far across the sea. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright and things are gonna be alright with me. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that all her dreams are sweet. Said now, would you guide her along the roads and make them soft for her feet. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright until she's home and here with me. Under the sky. Said now make sure the ground she's sleeping on is always warm and dry. Don't you give her too much rain. Try to keep her away from pain, because my baby hates to cry. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause it gets rough along the way. Said now my song seems strange, it's just because I don't know how to pray. Won't you give her peace of mind, and if you ever find the time, won't you tell her I miss her every day.
Do you still love me, baby? of the sun goes down. And I'll never see the rays. What can I say?
That one too. 91.5 WMFO. That's brand new from Ryan Adams. Do You Still Love Me? His forthcoming album. That single was released on December 9th. The forthcoming album is called Prisoner. It'll be out in stores and new record shops. Do they even have record shops anymore? Wherever you get music these days, it'll be released on February 17th, 2017. The first time I've typed in 2017 as the as a release year. So that's how brand new that is, Ryan Adams. Before that, we're going back in the opposite direction for me. Billy Joel, Travel in Prayer, going back to Piano Man in 1973. That actually wasn't the first song I played, but it was. I certainly played it on my first radio show back when I started in 1975. I was on WVUM, the voice of the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. Jot that down because you will be quizzed. Cat Stevens, On the Road to Find Out from T for the Tillerman, and Neil Young, brand new stuff, also just released on the 9th of this month, Peace Trail. We heard the title track from that album, and I think we're going to be digging pretty deep into that one for sure. Don't we always with Neil Young? And by the way, how many studio albums for Neil Young? This is number 37. 37 albums from Neil Young. I think that qualifies as prolific. I just made it up off the top of my head. It's a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Angel. Been a thrill being here. It always is. You know how much I love it. And but it's time for me to go. And I have just about enough time for some good Chuck Berry. You never can tell. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. And ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, the culture show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm and jazz.
the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.